This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Liam Maitland with KCBS. A big production has rolled into town. It's actually sailed into town. It's the last ship. Writer. Performer. Sting. He's right here. Sting, good to see you, mate. How are you?
Hey, nice to be here.
Yeah, welcome to San Francisco.
Thank you.
No stranger to the 415. You've spent some time here before, right?
I've played many, many concerts here since the late 70s, but I've never spent much time here. So being here for a month allows me to explore the city. I love to walk. This is a great city if you like gradient.
Sure.
And it's the only exercise I can get at the moment with this arm thing. But I'm having a lovely time, and it's a beautiful city. Yeah. It has its problems, but I've seen both sides of it.
I will say this, Sting. Walking in San Francisco is very good for your bottom. Lots of hills.
Yeah, well, my bottom doesn't need much work. but
let's talk about the last ship.
As opposed to my bottom, thank you.
Yeah, we'll come to your bottom later, Sting, all right? At the bottom of the interview. This production, it is a heartstring tugger. It takes folks who watch on a journey, your hometown, Wall's End, the first half it's bleak, and then things turn, the show brightens, the song, the dance, it appears to have all come together. Are you happy with this now retooled production?
I'm blissfully happy with my cast, with the rewriting of the thing. It's telling the story of my town.
Yeah.
I was born and raised there. And it's been my job to tell and honor the community I come from that made me who I am. And I'm immensely proud of it. And I when I see the audience get up at every performance and give us a standing ovation, I say, this is worth it.
Yeah. It's a love letter to Wall's End.
It's a love letter to working people everywhere, actually. Yeah. It resonates very powerfully no matter where we play. Everybody knows the dignity of work and what happens to people when they're robbed of that. And that's a very resonant theme at the moment in modern life.
You know, the origins of The Last Ship started with a record, The Soul Cages. I know your father was very much in your thoughts as you wrote that album. Hmm. What do you think your dad would make of The Last Ship? If he was in the audience, what do you think he'd be saying to you afterwards?
Well, my father's father and his father worked in the shipyards. Yeah. And I wrote the first iteration of The Last Ship, if you like, as the shipyard was being a metaphor for the demise of my dad. My dad died very young, in the same year as my mother, and they were both barely in their 50s. And so this was an elegy that I wrote for them. And every night my dad's on stage with me. I can feel him.
There's a line Jackie Ward says to one of the young cast members, and he said, you know, your dad told me he was proud of you. Hmm. He was proud of you.
Yeah, I mean, there's more of my life in this play than I intended.
Yeah.
Just unconsciously, and I recognize that every night, something different. Oh, that's what I'm revealing there. So it does reveal more than I'd meant to.
There is a young gal in the production whose name escapes me, but she's the daughter of the two lovers.
Yeah.
And she just wants to flee. She wants to leave. She wants to be a singer. And boy, does she have a voice.
Yeah.
I'm watching her thinking, This, I think this is partly Sting's story.
Yeah, this, she's my avatar, you know, yeah. Because I literally lived on the doorstep of the shipyard, and the last thing I wanted to do was end up in the shipyard. Yeah. I watched thousands of men walk down there every morning and think, this can't be for me. I need something else. So music, education, anything to get out of that. The irony is now I'm back, but telling the story and honoring the people I come from. So it's a strange, you know, circle I've made. Yeah.
In some way, therapy, Sting? Writing this and even every night that you perform this?
I think if you go to a therapist, you know, you lay you on the couch and say, okay, where did it all begin?
Yeah.
You know, and so this for me is a kind of therapy, a very extravagant therapy, but nonetheless a therapy.
Well, the last ship, Broadway SF, keeping you in our town for 4 whole weeks, that's new to you because usually you're a one-night stand.
It's true.
You pop in, you do your bit, and you know.
I'm loving it. I walk to work every day, and I get to know the city.
And you're loving it so far?
I love it.
Yeah.
Beautiful city.
Going to ask you about a few other really important things. One of the biggest events in the British calendar is the dog show Crufts.
Yes.
And you have puppies. You have dogs that are going to be part of Crufts. Is this the biggest thing that's happened in your life, Sting?
This is my wife's thing. I have two dogs. She breeds Irish wolfhounds.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're the size of cattle. And at sure. the moment, she has about 20 yeah. running in the kennel. And there's about 9 of them in Crufts this year. So we're hoping for big things. But yeah. I have nothing to do with it.
Listen, for my day job, I talk mostly about food and wine. You'd never know by this temple, Sting. And you have a winery in Italy.
You do.
Tell me about that passion for wine. Where did that begin?
We bought a house in Italy, just somewhere to go for our holidays, and had a rundown vineyard, and we decided to bring it back to life. So now we have a wine that gets, you know, sometimes 94, 96 points in Wine Spectator by accident.
Yeah.
And
the wine's good.
The wine is very
Clearly.
Good.
Yeah. From Robert Parker's lips to yours.
Thank you.
One of your wines is called Roxanne. I haven't tasted Roxanne. How does she taste?
Complex and interesting.
See, for me, it was fruity forward, good legs, okay. strong body.
I think a wine, like a good song, tells a story.
Sure.
A beginning, a middle, and an end. It can be complex, can be simple, but it has to tell a story.
We have some of the best wine on the planet, an hour from us, Sonoma and Napa. Yeah. Have you had time to venture up?
I was
Any
up there.
Favorites?
I was up there yesterday, but you know, I'm a big fan of Californian wine. Yeah.
Well, finally, Sting, this is the musical, The Last Ship. Lord forbid, folks are watching, you haven't been to the musical yet. A couple of weeks left in the run, March 22nd, you end. In a nutshell, why should people go and see it?
It's an emotional journey that will resonate with people everywhere, and I'm very proud of it. Come and see it.
Well, Sting, thanks for your time. Love you. Thank you
sir.
For the gift of your music.
Thank you.
And I'm going to give you a hug because it's what I do. Come on.
Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. Sting! Yes! Last Ship. Go see it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.